This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the Bet Rivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider.
Here we go. This is the Bet Rivers Cricket Show. How's that? With me, Ed Hawkins, pro picker on the cricket, joined as ever by former odds compiler and pro picker himself. It's John Wright. How are you going, John?
Yeah, not too bad, Ed. Yourself?
I'm good. And then there were five, John, we think. This is the World Cup. Another special show for you for Bet Rivers. We're narrowing these teams down now. This is the business end. We're moments away from knowing the top four. Maybe even know that top four by the time you listen to this podcast. We've got three games to get through for you on this episode of the Bet Rivers Cricket Show. We're going to look at the futures market as well. Those games, though, for you, where we'll be giving you best picks. New Zealand versus Sri Lanka, Thursday from Bangalore. Then we're looking at South Africa versus Afghanistan on Friday from Ahmedabad. And then we're moving on to Australia versus Bangladesh from Pune, which is on Saturday. But we're going to start with the futures market with Bet Rivers, and we'll talk about some of the winners we've been providing for you, by the way, on this show as well. Plenty of them from the last few weeks. But John, I'm just going to read out some numbers for you. India minus 120. They're going to finish top. Australia, fantastic win against Afghanistan, coming from behind, plus 320 second favs. South Africa, plus 375. They are confirmed three through to the semi-finals. Then it'll be one from New Zealand at plus 900, Pakistan plus 2,800, and Afghanistan, well, plus 12,500, plus 12,500 there. We're pretty sure they're out. If New Zealand have beaten Sri Lanka by the time you listen to this, New Zealand almost certainly in the top four. John, what can you tell me about that futures market with Bet Rivers as we kick off?
Yeah, I mean, I think India, it's theirs to lose for me. I mean, at the moment, they do look by far the best side in the tournament, particularly their bowling. I mean, since the last show we've had, they played two games and they've won. Well, they beat Sri Lanka by 300 runs, which is just ridiculous. And skittled them out, similar to what they did in the Asia Cup final, where they bowled out for 50, they bowled out for 55. It was just unbelievable demolition. And then they've done exactly the same to South Africa almost, haven't they? They've rolled South Africa over for a ridiculous, 200-run victory. So, I mean, you really can't see past them at the moment. I suppose the it'll be interesting to see if it looks like being the India playing Pakistan or New Zealand or Pakistan, and then South Africa playing Australia, because South Africa beat Australia early in the tournament, the first game, caught Australia very cold. Australia have definitely improved. They've won six on the bounce now, although they were very, very fortunate to win today against Afghanistan. But the momentum is with them. So I would imagine that Australia versus South Africa semi-final, there won't be much in the betting. I think Australia will start slight favourites. And as you say, you can't really see India. They've beaten Pakistan convincingly. They've beaten New Zealand convincingly. They've beaten everyone convincingly, haven't they? Really, they've won eight games. They've only got one game to go in the group, and that's against the Netherlands, who arguably the weakest at the start, the weakest side in the event. So India could basically go 11-0. They could win every game now, couldn't they, Ed? They wouldn't, wouldn't put it past them.
Yeah. Just touching on South Africa, I think South Africa, if they're going to win this World Cup, they've got a bat first in both their semi-final and final if they get that far. They've got issues chasing. They've even admitted it. They don't really have a template how to chase. They look very, very shaky indeed going after a score. They've been exposed a bit, I think, as this tournament has gone on. They've got a bat first. They're one-dimensional, South Africa, aren't they, John? But
absolutely.
Hey, if they bat first in both games and they make 330, they'll win the whole thing, probably. Yeah. Listen, we'll get the games on for you now, but just some housekeeping for you on this Bet Rivers Cricket Show. Give us a follow at Because We Win on X, formerly known as Twitter, of course, so you can win across all sports. Give John Wright a follow at JohnWright15 and myself at Cricket Betting. If you are following us from our last show, plenty of winners. Last time, Gil on the runs markets, plus 100. Engelbrecht, top Netherlands bat, plus... big win that, plus 10,000. Majib didn't win for us over 1.5 wickets, but John Wright absolutely on the money with Australia to beat England at a very nice price. So we're picking up winners, and we're going to pick more winners for you now. We're starting New Zealand versus Sri Lanka Thursday from Bangalore. The Bet Rivers money line for you, -455 New Zealand, all the threes. Sri Lanka. New Zealand have got to win big. Haven't they, John? And I think Sri Lanka are dreadful. And I think New Zealand will win this absolutely easily. Do you disagree?
No, not at all. I agree. I mean, the fact that, I mean, Pakistan, Bangalore seems to be a bit of a row, doesn't it? I mean, New Zealand got 400 there and got beaten by Duckworth Lewis against Pakistan. So, you'd expect there to be runs there. Sri Lanka, as you say, disappointing, especially with the ball. You know, if you take Madashankar's wickets out of their side, I mean, I think he's taken 21 wickets. I think they've only taken 40 in the whole tournament. Their bowling's been shocking. They've definitely missed Hasaranga. Their kingpin bowlers of Tikshana and Patharana, the guys that in the IPL that you expect to contribute, haven't. The captain has been, Mendes has taken over as captain. He seems very, very poor. Usually see wicketkeeper captains be quite good, but he's been very, very poor with his selections, especially with his bowling. But he hasn't had much to work with. So I can't see for the life of me. I mean, you look at New Zealand, you could argue that the wheels have fallen off a little bit because they started the tournament so well. But if you actually look at their defeats, I mean, against Australia, they took Australia right to the death. Off Australia got a lot of runs. India, I mean, arguably, they gave India the strongest game, didn't they? I mean, when Daryl Mitchell was batting there towards the end of the innings, they actually had a chance of winning that game. And it wasn't till Bumrah come on at the death and
squeezed them, yeah.
And skittled them out. So you could say that New Zealand, I mean, I still think New Zealand are definitely one of the top four teams in the tournament. They deserve to be in the semi-final. And I think if you had to pick one team to play to get a semi-final berth, apart from Bangladesh, you'd probably pick Sri Lanka, I think. You know, so I mean, I think they've got everything. The fact that you've got players like Kane Williamson, who's only had two knocks. I think he's got 176 runs in two knocks, and one of those he was retired hurt. So I think, as I say, the bowling worries me a little bit with New Zealand, because Bolt hasn't done what I expected him to do, especially in the power plays. He's been disappointing, as he had. He's only taken 10 wickets in 8 games. So the bowling's been disappointing. And obviously they're missing Matt Henry, who's a big loss. But I think this match will be about runs. And I think in New Zealand will get too many runs for Sri Lanka. And I think they'll win quite convincingly.
Yeah, I think New Zealand, if they get the opportunity to bat first, they could go very big indeed at Bangalore. It's a really flat wicket there. It's only going to get dicey for New Zealand if they lose that toss Sri Lanka bat, and then they just play with absolute freedom, similar to how they did against South Africa very early on in the tournament when they were chasing that monster score at Delhi. If you think back to that game, Sri Lanka have got to play like that. But I think they're jaded now and they want to get home, really. They're out of this tournament, of course, as we've said over the last few shows, talking earlier about New Zealand not knowing that top four, or not maybe knowing that top four by the time you listen to this. I don't know what I was talking about. New Zealand versus Sri Lanka, of course, we're previewing that game. So if New Zealand win it, they should make the top four. A couple of prices jumped out at me, John, on the top run scorers with Bet Rivers. Phillips plus 700. We know he wins closer to 400. So you've got a big old chunk on win rate. And just in case if Sri Lanka are a bit demoralised, I've just picked out Karen Naratne at plus 2,500 and Wella Large at plus 1,800 as picks. Maybe 30 or 40 might win it for them. Any other business on the derivatives for you, John? Anything you want to pick out?
I will pick Williams. I mean, looking at their batting, the top batsman for New Zealand. I mean, Conway's favourite at plus 300, and then it's like 350 each of four. Mitchell and Williamson are two of them. I mean, I think Williamson and the Ravindra as well. But I mean, I think if you look at the class of the four bats there, I'd much rather be with Kane Williamson, especially if he's going to bat three. So, as I say, he's had two knocks in this tournament. He's got 95, and then he got, you know, when he got hit on the wrist, he retired hurt. So he's only been out once for 176 runs. So I think plus 350, Kane Williamson to be top bat for New Zealand. I like that. And then in the Sri Lankan top bowler, I suppose, you know, it looks a ridiculously short price. But as I say, he's taken 21 wickets, Madushankar, which is an unbelievable performance in a very, very poor side. I think they've only taken 42 wickets in total. So although he's plus 200, I mean, it's probably a fair bet. So I'll probably back him, Madushankar, at plus 200 to be top Sri Lankan bowler.
Yeah, he's won 5 out of 6, John. So you're right to identify that as a price worth taking. Plus 180, Samara Wickrama for Sri Lanka to score more runs than his teammates Kusal and Nisanko. He's been in good form, Samara Wickrama. And the other two have dropped off a bit. And, of course, he's protected from any new ball blitz from Bolt up top, which we think could be on the cards. Bolt got a good record against the Sri Lankans. He's plus 250 for top bowler. So that's another price for you to keep an eye on. He is returning 50% in the last 2 years, but he's had a disappointing tournament. He did start this tournament returning close to 80%. So you can see there's been a huge dip from Bolt in terms of form. Ravindra also to hit a 6 is a nice price, plus 100 with Bet Rivers. That might make my picks as well. John, anything else on this game before we move on? Another price, Bolt, minus 190 over 1.5 wickets. Might be a very easy win. Anything else before we move on to South Africa, Afghanistan?
No, I think we've covered that one, Ed.
Okay, great. Okay, South Africa versus Afghanistan. Then Friday, Ahmedabad, minus 350, South Africa, Afghanistan, plus 275. We'll be doing this show about 4 hours ago. Knowing before the result which occurred between Afghanistan and Australia. If we'd recording when Australia at 91 for 7, John, I expect we might have been saying Afghanistan at plus 275 were the bet here. I'm going to get your view on that money line with Bet Rivers before I pipe up. But Afghanistan almost certainly out of the tournament now, hasn't it? A harrowing loss for them against Australia.
It is. I mean, it's, as I say, they had the game in the bag, didn't they? I mean, when they were 90-odd for 7, Australia needed 200, and then Maxwell's come in and played that unbelievable innings to get that double century. I don't think you'll ever see an innings like it to win that particular game. So, yeah, I mean, I think they will be demoralised, Afghanistan, but they have performed unbelievable in this tournament to win the four games that they have. And you could argue now that this is a bit of a dead rubber, isn't it? Well, I mean, as I say, South Africa are in the semi-final and Afghanistan have got nothing to play for. They've already qualified for the Champions Trophy, which takes place in Pakistan in 2025. So there's not a lot to play for. But I suppose they could be playing for pride. So, I mean, if I was forced to have a bet in this game, I definitely wouldn't be taking the long odds on about South Africa. I'd probably look to back Afghanistan at a plus. But whether plus 275 is big enough, I'm not too sure. The one thing that Afghanistan have failed to do in this tournament, and it's been very ultra critical because they've performed so well, is not get enough runs. I mean, you need to be getting to get to semi-finals, and you look at some of the scores that have been scored in this tournament, you need to be getting like 300, 350, and they struggle to do it. Even in the game today, when they were like 160 for 2 off the 30 overs, they needed to get 300 plus against Australia. Now, arguably, you could say when Australia were 90 for 7, like the 292 that they got, 291 that they got was enough, but really it wasn't. They definitely left runs out there. The batter, Zadran, you know, he batted for himself a little bit, even though he got 129, and he batted right the way through the innings. But if you bat right through the innings for 50 overs in this World Cup, you need to be getting like 170, nearly close to 200, similar to what you know, Maxwell. I mean, Maxwell's come in at what, 5, and he's got 200. So, I think there's a lot of bit of batting for himself there. And I think that's probably been the one thing. Their bowling has been absolutely brilliant. The four spinners have been superb. The seamers has definitely surprised me. Naveen, Faruqi, they've rotated them, and even the other bowlers have bowled very well. So it's just been their batting that's probably just slightly let them down. So, yeah, I couldn't have a bet in this game, Ed. If I was going to have a bet, I'd be looking for a bigger price about Afghanistan, because I think they will play for pride.
Okay, well, I'll take your word on the pride point then, John, and I'll be happy to back Afghanistan plus 275 with the caveat they've got to be batting first. Yeah. And they've got to be posting 260 upwards. And I think they can put South Africa under pressure with that bowling attack. South Africa don't have that template for a chase. They do tend to panic a bit, got into a state against Pakistan, hopeless in the chase against India. And I think they've been exposed, and Afghanistan can go really close, but they've got to bat first. Player markets, and then we'll have a look at some more options, John. I mean, I really like Henrik Claassen, plus anything from plus 500 to top score. We know he's a plus 400 chance on win rate. And Kurtzer probably might be my top rated bet here. 7 returns from 11 on top bowler. We might get plus 350 with Kurtzer, top South Africa bowler. And just a little bit of a fancy. If South Africa have worked out this Afghanistan batting lineup, and I think they're dodgy against short, quick stuff. That's what I'd be looking to target Afghanistan here. It could take 30 or 40 to win it, and that means Mohammed Nabi may come to the party at around about plus 1,100. Anything for you on player markets, John? I know we're guessing with tissue prices.
No, I'm similar to you. I'd be looking at someone like Van der Dussen or maybe even, I think, you know, Quinton de Kock will be quite short, won't he? But I'll be looking with someone like Van der Dussen or Claassen or maybe Markram. But as I say, I wouldn't be forcing myself to have a bet in this game, because I think it's pretty much a dead rubber, really.
Yeah. Well, always wary of dead rubbers. Got another one now. Sathley, how do you bet on a dead rubber? Australia minus 800 versus Bangladesh plus 500. Bet Rivers money line for Pune Saturday. Dead rubber mismatch. What a combination. I can say from a kickoff, we won't be playing that Bangladesh price. I know that. I know John Wright too well. John, am I right?
Absolutely. I mean, their main player, the troublemaker, is out for the tournament, Shakib Al Hasan. So Bangladesh, yes. I mean, although they've won two games, how they beat Afghanistan the first game of the tournament, I don't know. If you look at the subsequent results, what's happened?
Yeah, I mean, we talk about Afghanistan, don't we, John? And they've had a great tournament, etc. They should still be alive in this tournament, despite that defeat by Australia, because they should have beaten Bangladesh in game one. You know,
absolutely.
Let's not have short memories. They only got themselves to blame. 91 for 7 against Australia, losing to Bangladesh. It's not some hard luck story, is it?
No, not at all. Not at all. And sadly, I mean, Bangladesh's other victory will be tarnished by the timed out fiasco that happened at that particular game, which is a little bit unsavoury. I mean, Bangladesh have been very, very disappointing in this tournament. And I think the one thing, I mean, this is a dead rubber, as you say, Ed, but I think the thing that makes it a little bit interesting is that there's probably a lot of Australians, a few Australians that are playing for places here. I mean, you know, I think if Steve Smith's going to come back into this side, he had vertigo. He was out for the last game, the game today against Afghanistan. You know, there'll be players that are playing for places here. I mean, Stoinis needs to get runs. I mean, if Cameron Green plays, he needs to get runs. So I think there's probably two. If you're going to say that Warner and Head are going to open the batting and Mitch Marsh is going to bat three, after that, you know, I mean, whether Labuschagne and Smith are going to be in the same side. I mean, bearing in mind that you need to be dynamic against probably South Africa, probably chasing a big score, do you need Marnus Labuschagne and Smith in the same side? I think there's probably a few places up for grabs. So I expect Australia to be really up for this game, especially when they've won their last six as well. I think they'll want to stay on the horse, and I think I can see them being quite, I think they'll dominate this game, and I think they're in very, very easily.
You think Carey comes back into this team? We were talking off camera, weren't we, about Josh Inglis. Dreadful shot. Yeah. They might just want a bit more nous in there, a bit more battle-hardened in the middle order now that Inglis has shown to be a bit weak.
Absolutely. And I think the fact that Carey's left-handed as well, that might help. I mean, they seem to have a lot of right-handers now at the top of the order. So if Carey comes in, I know you've got Stark down the order, left-hander, but you probably, Carey might give that a little bit. I mean, it's Carey's wicket-keeping that sort of let him down, really, hasn't it? And obviously he didn't get any runs at the beginning of the tournament. But, I mean, Inglis hasn't really done any great shakes either, has he, really? So, I mean, but it's the Australian way is to sort of stick with a player for a period of time. But as I say, in the game today, I mean, he played a shocking shot in against Afghanistan, Inglis, and he got Australia. That was when Australia were really in a pickle when Maxwell come in they were on a hat trick, weren't they? Naveen was on a hat trick.
Yeah.
So I think Pune usually turns. So if I'm having a bet in this game, bearing in mind when South Africa played at Pune, I think Maharaja got 4 wickets. Now Adam Zampa's been superb for Australia. He's been absolutely brilliant. And when Adam Zampa bowls well, Australia usually win. And it proved it against England. He was absolutely brilliant. He was actually good with the bat. He got 29, didn't he? And he got wickets as well. So my bet in this will be Zampa. I think if you can get anything like 350, 375, Adam Zampa to be top wicket taker against Bangladesh, that'll be my main bet.
Okay, well, great stuff, John. I've got a note here. Zampa is returning close to 60% of the time on top Australia bowler. So, you know, anything with a plus in front is absolutely fantastic value. And I absolutely concur with that. That was one of my picks. So John and I in total agreement, all the planets coming into line for Zampa to win top Australia bowler for you. Call that now. That's our pick of the show. There you go. I'm also going to have Warner. I'm expecting him to come back with some runs. He's due a big score. We know he's winning 30% of the time top Australia bat. And we expect to get at least plus 275. So those are my two picks for you for Australia versus Bangladesh and Pune on Saturday. Any other business, John, before we call time?
No, not at all. I like Warner. I like what Warner's been very consistent, hasn't he, Ed? I mean, I think he's got nearly 450 runs in this tournament. He's got a couple of big scores and he's been very, very consistent. So, yeah, I mean, of the two openers, although Head got that 70-odd against New Zealand, he nicked off quite early, didn't he, against Afghanistan. You're right. I'd rather be with Warner than Head, especially if, you know, they're going to be 1 and 2 in the betting. Especially, they could be chasing a very low score, couldn't they? So I won't put you off either opener. But as you say, out of the two, I definitely want to be with Warner over Head.
There you go. That concludes the Bet Rivers Cricket Show. How's that? This is a World Cup special. We keep coming with World Cup specials. We're going to be back for the semi-finals. We'll preview those right here, John and I, and we'll give you the best picks for those games. Can anybody stop India? Because we'll be around to preview the final. Suspect India are going to be in it. That'll be a special show with all the best picks and prices from Bet Rivers for that one. Keep it here for your World Cup betting action, and we'll see you next time.